10:05, welcome back. Now to the final hour of the Chad Hastie Show on News Talk 790 KFYO. Rush Limbaugh coming up at 11 this morning. A lot to get into in this hour of the program. And right now we get to speak with one of the candidates for governor here in the state of Texas, Tom Paakken, Republican candidate for governor. Mr. Paakken, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Chad, always great to be with you.
Well, I appreciate you taking some time today to come on the show. I know you're in between meetings, about to go and talk a little bit of business today, aren't you?
Well, I'll be talking to a group of educators about our recent passage of House Bill 5, which is going to return local control to education and allow for more opportunities for vocational education. We actually began, for the first time here in Texas, to reverse the trend toward centralization of educational power at the state and national levels and move it back towards local control. I don't think enough Texans yet realize what we just accomplished. In fact, your own state representative, Charles Perry, made a comment to me recently. He said, you know, 5 years, people are going to look back and say, you know, we really began to undo that process of power being centralized over education and began to return to the principle that local school districts should run their local schools with appropriate accountability, but also recognize the value of vocational education, which has been neglected, almost denigrated in recent decades. As the elitists have run our education policy, whether it's Obama Common Core or the Bush-Kennedy No Child Left Behind, it's time to get away from the federal government running our public education systems in Texas and nationally.
What do you want to see education look like in the next 5, 10, 15 years? Because it's going to take a while to get things turned around.
Well, I want to eliminate this crazy teaching to the test, the STAR, the TOS, the TOS test. Go back to using testing at the grade school level like we once did with the Iowa or Stanford test once a year at the beginning and then mid-year at the end of the year for diagnostic purposes. At the high school level, I'd like to see us go back to ACT or SAT. That's what the colleges look at anyway. Have a very transparent system so parents and people in the local communities just can see how their educational system is doing. And then when you talk about career and technical education, there's a relatively easy measurement. You know, how the kids who are getting a coherent sequence of vocational and technical education courses, how are they doing towards getting an industry-certified credential or a license by the time they graduate from high school? And we've got to meet this demand, huge demand, for skilled workers that are out there and save a lot of kids who are just dropping out of school because they've been pushed that everybody's supposed to go to a four-year university. They don't see high school as relevant to them, and so they drop out or wind up being throwaways. When if they could get more opportunities for vocational education, they not only are going to complete school, high school, at a much higher percentage, but they're going to be able to go out in the workforce and command very good salaries for the in-demand jobs. As I've said before, Chad, as you've heard me, average age of a plumber is 56, a welder 55, a stonemasonry craftsman, a graying workforce, shortage of skilled workers, and we've had this silly elitist education policy designed to push everybody to go to a university. So I want to see more and more pushback to local control. I want to undo the federal control of education, and Texas can lead the way because, unfortunately, we led the way in the wrong direction with this push to nationalized control over public education. So my focus is going to be on trying to work with the public educators, work with the local districts, and also make sure that our home schools and parochial schools stay free and independent and are able to do their job and as they currently are.
Visiting with Tom Paakken, Republican candidate for governor. You've been hitting one of your opponents, though, on the Democratic side of things, Wendy Davis, on the Second Amendment and where she would stand. She is, and she has been trying to sort of position herself as a moderate, as someone who is a big fan of the Second Amendment. But that may not be exactly the case, correct?
Wendy Davis is a very bright liberal. but she really reflects more of what I call the San Francisco Democrats than the Democrats I grew up with, and even Democrats I worked with in Washington, D.C. You know, the Second Amendment, oh my gosh, we cannot. This whole erosion of our constitutional rights, whether it's the Second Amendment or private property rights or the religious freedom with Obamacare and what it's doing to employment or the Tenth Amendment. I mean, we've got to figure out a better strategy as Republicans to go about it. We've got to get the social and economic conservatives reunited again. We've got to understand the tactics and the strategy of the enemy. I mean, I butted heads with the enemy and when I ran a federal agency in the Reagan administration. Most people have never heard of Saul Alinsky and Rules for Radicals, but they've got a secular Bible out as to how they're going to take power, and they even trained Barack Obama as a community organizer in 1981 when I was heading a federal agency known as Action Then, where we were defunding all of these organizations that had gotten tens of millions of dollars under my predecessor in the Carter administration. But these people work at it 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, and they think they can get Wendy Davis in power, and they'll do to Texas what they've done nationally. And I mean no disrespect to Greg Abbott or the other career politicians, but they're more about moving up the ladder and what's our next position and raising the money, and the sound bites are all great, but they don't have a clue as to how to beat the bad guys and put them on the defensive. You know, filing lawsuits is nice, but this has to be a full body a battle to frame the debate and start putting the left on the defensive. And let's begin in San Antonio, where the People's Republic of San Antonio, the left-wing crowd, has taken over that city. And let's take it back. Keep Texas solid conservative, and let's start taking enclaves like San Antonio, where the leftist activists have taken over. Take it back, and we can do it. Let's divide the left. What's happening now is we're divided, they're united. That's a prescription for defeat in the long term.
Visiting with Tom Paakin, Republican candidate for governor. Governor Rick Perry has come out, and he's obviously in favor of Proposition 6, Texas Constitutional Amendments, early voting going on right now. If you were governor, would you be urging Texans to vote yes on Proposition 6? And what
I would not have put something in place the way they did it. I have mixed feelings. I'm very concerned about the water issue. I would have liked to have seen it handled legislatively. I'm totally opposed. So if I'm governor, I mean, you know, I wouldn't have done what was done. If I'm governor, elected governor, I sure would change this system. You got three appointed commissioners. You run the risk of the water issue being politicized. There's no representation from West Texas, no representation from farmers and ranchers. I would have much preferred a non-full-time commission. You only have one person on that three-member commission that the governor's appointed that has any real knowledge of water, which is an extraordinary problem. I want to keep local control, preserve water property rights of individuals and farmers and ranchers, which could be at risk. I know Greg Abbott's talked about this interbasin transfer. Where is he going to get the tens of millions, billions of dollars to do it, and what impact is that going to have on private property rights? It's a serious issue, but I don't like the structure, so I have mixed feelings about it because I'm very concerned about the water issue. But if I'm elected governor, I'll make some major changes in that commission. And I'm also going to make sure we don't politicize the issue, and that you maintain local control, and we put people on that commission who have a true respect for private property rights.
Tom Paakin, Republican candidate for governor, I appreciate your time today. We'll go ahead and let you go. I know you have a meeting that you're about to go into, and I appreciate you taking a little time today to give us a call.
Thank you, Chad. Always great to be with you.
Thank you very much. That's Tom Paakin, Republican candidate for governor, running against Greg Abbott.